Hey, Al.
Hey, Jenny.
What's up?
I don't know what's up with you.
Oh, not much here. What's going on with you, listeners? Thanks for coming to another episode of Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts.
We're recording on Sunday, June 25th. And if you're listening, it is on or after June 28th. This is episode 22.
Gosh.
We've been plowing along.
Yeah. Except,
you know, it's half the year's over, so.
I know, right? I would like to note that I am, I've almost always recorded EPs in the basement until my children took it over the winter. And then I went upstairs to the guest room, and now it's hot as bananas up there. So I'm back down in the basement, and I found in my little recording stand a miniature fireball.
Cute.
Which I am now sipping on delightfully. A little cinnamon whiskey for the soul.
Always good.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have, there's not too much YouTube news going on right now.
No. It's been a quiet week.
It is. I would like to tease next week and the week after our Ireland correspondent from New York is reporting from Slane Castle and the Dalkey Book Festival. So stay tuned these next 2 weeks. It's good to have correspondents.
Yes.
So the Home Edit ladies, they're podcast best friend energy, which I really think they just stole from us because of our energy. Whenever they have a guest on, it's like a friend or someone from their team, it's whatever the topic is, they're that correspondent. So like one of their staff members is like obsessed with Coca-Cola, so she's the Coke correspondent.
Oh, that's funny.
If they're talking about Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Someone was their like millennial correspondent the other day. Like, I don't know. So I like the idea of having correspondents.
I like that too.
Jenny, you're our first. Thank you for sending us the stuff. And you get 2 apps coming up. That's exciting.
Really exciting.
We love correspondents. If you do something YouTube related, reach out.
Yeah, let us know. And
We love hearing from you all. Yeah.
We are actually taking off 2 weeks. You'll still hear correspondent Jenny's.
Her content. Yeah.
But we're actually taking off 2 weeks and then we'll be back.
We are. If you've been a longtime listener, you know that my family takes a long summer trip, which travel in a motorhome. We usually go out west where it has been, we hit national parks. We've done all the national parks out west now, but it's so hot. We always go in July and it's just unbearably hot. So apparently Quebec got the memo that we're coming. So it just went ahead and caught fire.
Yeah.
It's like summer trips coming. Check. Fire. So I'm very, very, very sorry to the entire province of Quebec if we caused the fire with our Google searches and Google Doc calendar planning. But initially, some of the parks we were going to were closed, but they all seem to be open now. So, and we have a good handful of Canadian listeners. I don't know if anyone's in Quebec. I do know we do have a listener or two in Nova Scotia, and there's fires there. I hope everyone is safe. Our poor planet.
Yeah, we've been having like severe weather here. Like, we have like we've had a massive thunderstorm almost every day for the past over a week now.
We have one heading our way right now. I don't know that it's typical It's kind of a typical summer storm here, like with tornado watches and stuff. But the fact that you've had so many in a row, it's been weird here in the sense that one day it feels like August, like humid and heavy, and the sun, you can like feel the UV, like the UV, like giving you skin cancer at the moment. Right. And then it's like 60 the next day and it feels like fall. So it's been that kind of extremes here where it's just bouncing around and it hurts my head.
Yeah, it's just, I was outside yesterday for like 30 minutes and oh my God, when I came back in, it was just, I mean, I felt like I was minutes from passing out. Like it was, I felt like I got dehydrated so fast.
Yeah, the heat is,
the humidity is just disgusting.
As my dad says, this is one you probably haven't heard him. My dad has a lot of sayings.
He does.
And both Hillary and Garnet Hart and Amanda like to use them, especially Amanda. Amanda really goes for them. And that just fills my heart with my soul with love. But one of his great truths is nature always wins.
Yeah, that's very true.
And whether it's floods or sunburn or heat stroke or lightning, I don't know. Nature always wins.
Yeah.
I try and tell my very pale children this. They don't care if you don't like sunscreen. The sun doesn't care.
No.
It's going to win.
Yeah.
It's going to win. But unfortunately, it's not just sunscreen and heat exhaustion. It's everything else too. So, hooey. I like to say that the earth has been talking to us and we have not been listening.
We have not.
Decades. It's been talking. Like, you know, when people are like, you know, when something hurts, your body's talking to you and you just need to listen. We talk about that a lot, this a lot in the fitness world. People like push through injuries or things that just need like a rest for a week. And I'm like, your body's literally telling you that you need to stop before it gets worse. That's the same with our earth. But anyway.
You know, like when, I guess, I mean, I obviously weather has gotten more severe as we've gotten older. But I guess, you know, the older you get in some regards, you know, just you get wiser and you're more aware of things. But like, I was a big summer camp kid and we used to have like at lunch, like a cup of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And that's all I drank. And I was in the sun with no sunscreen.
No, it's hotter. It's.
And I survived. I mean, you know, I just remember, you know, having like, by the time my tan faded, it was time for, you know, camp to come around again. I wore a bathing suit all day. I had, like, no skin on the bottom of my feet because I walked around barefoot everywhere.
Right.
And seriously, like, a small cup of Kool-Aid at lunch, and I never drank.
You were just a bunch of dehydrated little kids running around like crazy.
Yeah.
No, it's, like, serious now. I do know that as I've gotten older, I have become more sensitive to the heat and the sun, but it just feels different.
It does feel
different. Like you can like the UV is just so much stronger. I feel it. I don't know if that's the right scientific term, but I don't like it.
No. It's just the intensity of everything. Yeah. I mean, I do think it's just being more educated and wiser, but I also think the severity is just
right
so much worse than
and we're lucky so far that we live in, well, you're on the coast so you're fucked, but
yeah,
here in middle America in the good old Midwest, God, knock on wood, but other than the lake, we're not, you know, massive floods and we can get tornadoes, but our topography does send them south a little bit. Yeah. We're not one for far, like we haven't had to worry about that stuff here, but yeah, I mean, a worry.
the end of a peninsula. We have no hope.
You're totally fucked.
I mean, I think in 100 years we'll be
underwater.
Underwater, like 100 years, not like you know, 1,000 years, nothing like that. I think.
Yeah. It's not a very long time.
No, it's not a very long time.
So, speaking of shit shows. Do you like that?
I like that.
I got an email. I don't think you said, I don't know if you got it. I got an email from YouTube.com.
When did you get that?
It came on Thursday.
I don't think I got it.
What? Telling me that VIP upgrades are available at the Sphere. So if you bought tickets, yet you'd want to upgrade to any of these Vibe, whatever it is, packages for the pop-up shop, fan portal, hotel rooms, you can get those packages minus the tickets since you already have tickets. And I'm not too real keen to give them any more of my money.
Oh.
What a shit show this whole thing is. And unfortunately, Hillary and I already had a venting session about this before we hit record. But it blows my mind that there has been no public PR statement from the U2 camp other than when the on sales first happened and it was a total shit show, when we got the email, what, like 2 weeks later saying, hold tight, we're going to fix this.
Right.
And then whatever they announced, like a whole nother week later or something, if I remember correctly, that's when they announced the December shows and told people they could switch their dates, get a refund, whatever. And it's just like, it's not enough.
No, it's not.
At all. Like, something, not even like a stupid Twitter post or anything. Like, Twitter post. Known to the common man as a tweet. Yeah, that really sounded old. They haven't said anything.
No, not a word. And they, you know, I love our band so much, but like we discussed earlier, it's putting band-aids on bullet holes. Like they don't really ever fix anything.
But they could pretend to.
They could. And we would just go along with it.
Like, where's the statement? Like, we were talking a little bit about, like, you know, the whole Vertigo ticket shit show when Larry was like, I'm taking this over.
Right.
We're going to fix this. Here is a public apology from the band. And, you know, we're seeing what you do. But, like, that just, I mean, you know, Larry's like, told you.
Right.
Told you. I don't really want to hash it out here again so much, like the details, but U2songs.com has a really, all their stuff's real well written, but it's a really great article about what's been going on and what's happening. It's just like condensed and to the point, and they're, it's kind of like, I mean, I guess it's an editorial, like they're taking a stand.
Yeah.
With the fans and the ticket buying community, that this is not okay.
No.
It's money. It's people's money.
Yeah. And
everyone's traveling.
Right.
It's a problem. What were you going to say?
It's a lot of. I mean, I think it's a lot of like. Poor management, to tell you the truth.
Right.
And I mean, I really do hate to say anything bad, but they've had several, they're under, you know, a new management regime, but it's the same old bullshit.
Right. And it can't be like, oh, sorry, this sucks.
Yeah.
Because this is people's livelihoods. Because even if you got a good face value ticket. It was still a few hundred dollars.
Right.
You're still buying a getting a hotel room, which is probably refundable. In Vegas, I found a lot of them, it is 100% refundable, but you do have to pay for it. You can cancel it and get your money back.
Okay.
Not all the places, but some of them. One place we booked is paid for. Refundable.
Right.
But it's still cash out of our pockets, right? What if you got airfare? I don't know. And the whole seating thing, the obstructed view, like, it's just, do they think we're dumb?
They must.
They must think that they can just get away. And by they, I mean everyone.
Right.
I think.
I mean, like, we were just saying that, I mean, they, you know, spent $269 billion building this thing. Engineers had to have known from the beginning that there were going to be obstructive views.
Oh, yeah.
And then they sold the tickets without announcing that. And I'm sure some lawyers...
$1,000+.
Right. Some lawyers got nervous and said, you got to let people know this is an obstructive view. So, you know, I guess it's better, you know, to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Right.
And so they, you know, backtracked on that.
Except I think if people knew the whole truth, they would have been fine paying money for it.
Right.
Not $1,000, but
a lot of people have requested refunds and still haven't gotten them.
Right. And it's been over 30 days.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't understand how it could be this big of a problem.
I don't know.
But anyway, that's a shit show.
Yeah. And that people are still, VIP people still, wasn't it in the article that there are people that still haven't gotten like confirmations, but the money was taken out of their account?
I don't remember, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, their credit card has been charged. They know, like, they have the tickets, but they don't have the information. It's all, I mean, selling tickets is not rocket science. They do this every day.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
That's their only job, Ticketmaster. It's
their only job.
Live Nation. That's their only job.
You have one job, Ticketmaster.
Right.
Fucking figure this shit out.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what venue it is. It's all the same.
All the same.
You know what's not a shit show?
Taylor Swift.
Well, I mean,
that was a shit show.
The ticketing was, but I was thinking Anton.
Oh, not a shit show.
What's not a shit show? It's Anton's art show.
Yeah, so this is the only bit of YouTube news that has gone down this week. That Anton Corbin has a art show going on in France at Chateau Lacoste. And The Edge was there. And someone's dog.
I mean, the dog's on a leash, so I presume it's not. I guess it could be one of theirs.
It could be. The dog looks very interested in what's going on.
Well, Anton has something in his hand, and I'm wondering if it's... Oh, it's a hat. Is that an Octum Baby hat? No.
It kind of looks like it.
But not the white and yellow part.
No.
But maybe he's got, like, look at zoom in on the dog's face. He's like, is there food in there?
Is that The Edge?
Would The Edge pet me? No, he is looking straight at that hat.
Yeah.
I wonder if Anton keeps his snacks in there.
Yeah.
I might.
Cute.
So the U2's posted about that on their social media, so you can look for that.
If they're that, they know it's a slow news week.
Right. Their social media is so... 5 years ago, or 5 days ago, they posted a video from the Conspiracy of Hope tour in 86. And it literally just says, Pride in the Name of Love. It Amnesty International Conspiracy of Hope Tour in 1986. Thank you for an irrelevant video and caption.
I think I know that it was the anniversary somebody else posted.
Oh, was it? Well, yeah. They should include that then.
Right. This day in YouTube history. They should say that.
Like, they do. They post such random. Hey, here's a video. We need to stay relevant on social media. And they'll just say, every 10 days, post a random live video.
Anything.
And tell us the song and make sure you get the song title right.
And they only do that half the time.
I know. Good God. I mean, I'd be better at their social media. And I'm pretty shit at it. So I guess there's not much else going on. All is quiet in the U2 world. Oh. What's this? Oh, that is a pinned post. I was like, what is that? I missed it, but it's the Willie Williams post about the Sphere. You went to a concert, a Willie Williams concert, the other week.
God, I did. I went to this winery in New Kent County. I don't even know. Somewhere far away from where I live. It was like an hour away. And it was just this little winery. There weren't all that many people there. And this guy comes out with like carts of equipment and like two like whole racks of lighting.
Oh my gosh.
Soundboard. I mean, all this. I mean, this fancy equipment. Like, I've never seen any band, like, aside from, like, you know, bands you see at, like, big venues. And half the time, they don't even have the amount of, like,
gear
this guy had. And anyway, he has this big, like, banner he puts up, and it says Willie Williams. And it just made me laugh because
it's a different Willie Williams. Yeah. It's a
different Willie Williams. But I looked at like other, like some other, I mean, not on purpose. I just was like scrolling through Instagram and I saw him. Like, he apparently is open for other local bands and stuff. This was just, I mean, if every seat, he was playing on a patio. If every seat was taken on this patio, it would maybe have been 30 people.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was really small. And the amount of equipment and stuff that he brought out was just, I mean, I couldn't stop laughing. It was
hilarious. I know you sent us a picture, and we all was like,
but his name was Willie Williams, and when he, you know, like, put up his banner, I just lost my crap. It was so funny.
We have a visitor. You want to guess which one?
Nala?
It's Nala! Nala the kitty. She says, I don't want to be up. Why is everybody always picking me up? That's what she says all the time. I'm just trying to go somewhere.
So cute.
I finished my Fireball. It was delicious. Delicious. So, is that all we have for this week?
I think so. I can't think of
anything strange or startling.
I went shopping and bought a black t-shirt.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It looks just like this one, except...
Side note.
It's new.
Hillary always wears black t-shirts.
Yeah, pretty much. It literally is the same shirt I'm wearing now. It was just, I had to return something at Old Navy. And
hey, you like what you like.
Markdown. So it's the same shirt. It's just, it was just like $10 cheaper.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything strange or startling. Life's been pretty, oh, this is exciting. The severe weather is going north of us. We had a big storm coming, but now it's going north of us. That's good.
The other day, we had a, it rained all night, but in the afternoon, we had like a quick rain shower. And I walked into my bathroom, and I, it wasn't raining. And like, whatever, I sat on the toilet for a minute. And I got up and I looked out the window and it was like raining like sideways. And what? The guy that lives behind us, he was out in his yard when it really came on really fast. And him and his two dogs like ran like I watched them run. I felt kind of psycho, but I watched them run through the backyard into their house, and it was quite entertaining.
Oh, like, man.
Not a small guy. He's a pretty big guy, and he ran like a bat out of hell. It was great.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Your oldest is learning how to drive. Do you remember learning how to drive?
Vaguely. She's out with her father right now doing that. I remember a little bit. I remember, I mean, it was so different then. I remember having to like go to a driving school where you would mostly sit and watch terrible movies about people getting in the crashes.
Right.
And I remember once, I just have like one little snapshot memory of being picked up by my driving instructor in whatever car they used. I don't know. I have these little snapshot memories. I remember part of my test. I can like picture a stop sign, but other than that, I don't really know. Now the majority of the kids' hours are with a parent or grown up.
Yeah.
Like 50 of them.
Hmm.
She used to get like 50 hours with someone with a license over 18. And I don't know if it has to be, I don't think it has to be a parent or guardian. It just has to be like a licensed driver. 10 of them have to be at night. There's no, it's the honor system.
Huh.
She has to finish this online course that it's like 24 hours. It's like 24 1-hour things. And then after that, we have to sign her up for a ridiculous amount of money to do like 8 hours with an actual instructor. And then when she's 16, she can take her test.
Wow.
What if
more intensive than it when I was.
Yeah. And none of it's cheap. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine in Indiana, and she said that when she was in high school, she was at a public school and driver's ed was part of the education.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to pay for it. Also, it was part of, it was a special home ec,
right.
PE, driver's ed.
That's what we had.
Really? So, yeah.
I remember I got my learner's permit and I don't think I had to do anything except like a vision test to get that. Like I didn't have to have any
for the learner's permit. I don't remember that either. Grace did have to do an online test. It was minimal. Like,
yeah. I don't remember. I mean, maybe there was a test, but I remember my doing a vision test.
Yeah.
Because I forgot to wear, I didn't know that was going to happen and I didn't wear contacts.
Yeah.
I still have restricted on my driver's license because I couldn't see anything without. But my dad took me driving the first time I drove. And we were in Virginia Beach. I don't know why, but I just remember vividly being in Virginia Beach. And he didn't tell me that I needed to like put my foot on the brake as I turned.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like screamed at me and I'm like done, I'm done. And for a really long time, so after that, like my mom would take me to drive or my grandfather, but my dad, I didn't go driving with him. And then finally I did, and he was like, oh, you're such a good driver now. And I'm like, well.
Because people told me what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told our kiddo that. I'm like, just so you know, you're going to think people are yelling at you, but really they're giving you instructions very quickly and urgently.
Right. I took driver's ed in summer school for some reason. I don't know why. There was something else maybe I wanted to take in drama or something, and I didn't have time in my schedule, so I took it in summer school. And I vividly remember my mom would stop on the way and get me like a biscuit or something somewhere. And yeah. I would take it into school with me and sit there and eat my biscuit and then like put my head on the desk. And I fell asleep. I slept all day long.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Movies. That's all we did was watch these movies. And I had to take. It was an additional, and that was just part of school. That was part of public school.
Yeah, we don't have that here in our city.
Really?
It's like expensive to get your license. It's an equity issue.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
We had to do, they called it on the range and on the road. And it was like we had to drive on a, like behind a stadium, but they had like a skid pad and. It was scary. Like I don't know how I passed that, because I'm still not sure I would do great with that. We did that, and then we had on the road, but like again, I live on a peninsula. Everything is connected by a tunnel or a bridge.
Right.
And we had
tunnels and bridges.
And those were that was also scary as hell, like to drive, you know.
Yeah.
And we had to. That was part of our, you know, driver's ed was.
Yeah. Because it's better to do it with a instructor in the car than. My mom has some. She's like, you don't remember learning to drive? You don't remember taking corners too tight and driving all over our grass?
Oh my God.
Or hitting the pole at the gas station? No, I don't remember it.
I was backing out of our driveway one day, and I must have been like 17 or 18. I was still in high school. And I ran over some flowers. I like didn't want to pull two cars out of the driveway, so I drove on the grass around.
Yeah.
And I ran over some flowers that my dad had just planted.
Oh.
And so I went to the local florist and got another plant. And I put on it like some, I got them to put a card on it that said like condolences or something. And they're like, do you understand what that means? Like, do you really want to? Who are you giving that to? Like, do you understand what that means? Like, someone died. And I'm like, no, my dad's going to get it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's going to work out.
Killed his plant. He's going to get it. But I just remember them, like, being really concerned, like.
That you didn't know what you were doing.
No. I'm like, I don't know how to drive, but.
But I understand jokes. I
have a good sense of humor.
Right. Oh man. Well, listeners, now you know all about our driving experiences. Yeah. And how to get your driver's license in the 70s in the state of Ohio and Virginia. No longer relevant. Okay. Well, we are going to go.
How any of that works these days.
Yeah, right. Well, this has been invigorating. This has been on the edge of your sheet on the edge of your seat,
just
a real page turner.
Yeah,
barn burner, as my sister would say. So maybe we should just hang up.
We should.
Thank you for listening to our insanity, y'all. And stay tuned to next week, the next 2 weeks, for Jenny, our Ireland correspondent.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.